In Paris, in August, one can breathe. With about a third of the usual number of cars, the air feels like the Swiss mountains. Half the population's gone. Those who are left develop a camaraderie seldom seen in this pushy city renowned for its rudeness. It's a kind of comfortable complicity. We were wise enough to stay. These remnant Parisians are relaxed. They smile, strike up conversations at bus stops. Suddenly, there's time to take time.